2 Corinthians chapter 8. Furthermore, brethren, we want to tell you about the grace of God which has been given to the gatherings of the called out ones of Macedonia. How that in their trials of affliction they had an abundance of joy, and in their deep poverty they abounded in the richness of their generosity. For according to their ability, I am a witness, yes, and beyond their ability, they gave of their own free will, begging us and requesting to participate in this grace and fellowship of ministering for those who have been set apart for God. And they did this not only as we had hoped, but first they gave themselves to the Lord and to us through the will of God. This was such a blessing that we exhorted Titus that as he had already begun, so he would complete this grace in you also. But as you abound in everything, in faith, in expression of that faith, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. I don't say this as a commandment, but to test the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others. For you know that this is why our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, even though he was rich, became poor for your sakes, so that you, through his poverty, might become spiritually rich. And in my opinion, it would be good for you who were ready and willing a year ago to now complete the doing also, so that, as there was the readiness of will, so there may be the completion of it also according to your ability. For if the willingness is there, your offering is accepted according to what you have and not according to what you don't have. For I don't say this so that others may be eased and you end up in hardship, but in the interest of equality. Your abundance can be a supply to their lack at this present time, and at another time, their abundance may become a supply for your lack, so that there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he that gathered little had no lack. Exodus chapter 16, verse 18. But thanks be to God, who put the same earnest care for you in Titus' heart. For he not only accepted our appeal, but being very diligent himself, he went to you of his own free will. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise with respect to the good news is spread through all the gatherings of the called out ones. Furthermore, he was also appointed by the gatherings of the called out ones to travel with us to participate in this blessing, which is being served by us for the glory of the Lord. He was appointed also because of our eagerness to avoid the possibility that anyone would accuse us of anything about the way in which we administer this large gift. For we are careful for everything to be done honestly and equitably, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have also sent with them one of our brothers, who has been tested many times and in many ways, and has shown himself to be diligent, causing us to have great confidence in his faithfulness. If anyone inquires about Titus, he is my associate and my fellow worker. Or if anyone asks about our brethren, they are sent ones of the gatherings of the called out ones. They are the glory of the Anointed One. Therefore, give them a demonstration of your love, showing them why we boast about you in all the gatherings of the called out ones. This is the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 8. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.